Hello, this is Bob Baker. Welcome to episode 71 of the Artist Empowerment Radio Podcast. I'm going to go out on a limb here and make an educated guess. I'm thinking that no matter what area of creativity you happen to be involved in, whether it's music or writing or art or film, whatever the case may be, you probably have at least one project and maybe 3, 5, 10 projects that are not getting done. Maybe it's an idea you never got started on. Maybe it's something that you started on weeks, months, years ago, and you've left this thing sit and haven't made progress on it since. Well, in this episode, I want to help you get those things off the back burner, get those ideas out of your head, and help you to start making some real progress on them and get them out into the real world. So that's what's on this particular episode. Actually, if you've following me in other venues, you know that I recently started posting a series of videos called How to Get Important Stuff Done. So realizing that different people consume media in different ways, even though you could go and watch the video, I don't want to make the assumption that you have even seen these videos. And so since you like the audio format, what I'm doing is I'm taking the audio from the first video in the series, and I'm making that the bulk of this particular podcast. Because even though I created this series of 4 videos in the video format, you can still get just as much out of it by listening to the audio. So I hope you really listen to this and take action on the ideas that I suggest and make some progress. So that's what you're going to hear on the other side of this little song sample from Soul Massage. Enjoy! Hello and welcome to the first in a series of videos on how to get important stuff done. That's right, over these next 4 videos, I want to show you how to get stuff done, but in particular, I want to show you and encourage you and inspire you to get creative and artistic things done, important stuff to you and to the world. It may be a book that you've been wanting to publish. It could be a new musical album that you've been working on but never quite completed. Maybe it's a new screenplay, a new piece of art, whatever it is. Throughout this video series, I want to help you make progress and move toward the accomplishment of those goals. My name is Bob Baker, and there's a really good chance you may already know who I am by clicking to this link. Perhaps you've been following me and my music marketing advice for 20 years now. I've been a published author since 1992. I run a website called thebuzzfactor.com. It's all about music marketing for independent artists. I've published 3 books in the Guerrilla Music Marketing series. Total of 8 books overall I have written and had published over the past 20 years, including Unleash the Artist Within, and 55 ways to promote and sell your book on the internet, and so on and so forth. And that's actually how I make my living, from book sales. Also do a little bit of speaking and teaching in those areas as well. So right there, I guess a lot of people look at me and say, wow, Bob, it's hard for me to get even 1 book out. You've got 8. So I guess I've been able to get important things done. And so that's why I want to teach you what I've learned in the course of these videos. In addition to those 8 physical paperback books that I've had published, I've also created dozens of ebooks and online courses and multimedia training sessions over the years. I've also been an active musician since my teens. I continue to this day to play very actively part-time, and in fact, I'm in the studio right now working on what will be the 5th album, independently released album that I've been involved in over these many years. Now, on top of this crazy schedule, in recent months, I added some new stuff, or actually old stuff that I've breathed new life into. But I've been painting off and on, doing acrylic painting and artwork since for about 40 years now, but very much under the radar. It was always low in the totem pole. But this summer, I started painting again and decided to go more public with it. Started posting some of my new paintings on Facebook, been getting a lot of great responses. I submitted to 2 gallery art shows in recent months in my hometown of St. Louis, got accepted to both of them. And so I took action on that creative passion that I've had for many years. On top of that, in recent months, I also reignited an old passion that I have of doing improv and doing comedy and theater type of stuff. And I offered a series of workshops teaching people the basics of comedy improv, like the show Whose Line Is It Anyway? And some of the students from that went on and we actually did a show in front of an audience that went really well. So in addition to that, you know, I've acted in plays, I've directed plays. And years ago, I even did stand-up comedy, yes. So over the years, I've been very active as a performer, as a writer, and now as a teacher and an author. So people might look at that long list of accomplishments that I ran through just now and think to themselves, well, Bob, you must be some kind of like superhuman, talented, super organized person. And let me tell you, talk to any of my friends, like close friends that I spend a good amount of time around, and they will burst that bubble real quick for you. Yes, I've done a lot of things, but I consider myself to be a very average guy. I'm not particularly organized. I'm not particularly clean and orderly. If you ever look at my office at times, it can be a little bit of a mess. But I have the ability to follow through on things that I'm passionate about. And that's, I'm going to share some of the best strategies and things that I've used to accomplish things and other people as well in this video series. So what's the problem? Why is it the majority of people, and perhaps you, in fact, don't get the things done that they really say that they want to do? Well, it's a couple of things. One is simply overwhelm. I mean, we're bombarded with messages, with stimulation all day long. Our lives seem to be getting busier and busier every year. So this overstimulation certainly clouds our thinking, it bombards our mind, it makes us feel overwhelmed, our energy is drained. How can we possibly get to that dream thing that we've had on the back burner when we can't even keep up with our daily lives? That's one of the issues. Another one is a lack of clarity and a lack of focus. There's so many things vying for your attention, and if you're anything like me, you have a lot of interest too in different creative fields, and you seem to be pulled in different things. You know, you start working on something, and then something distracts you, and then there's another shiny object over here, and then you go in that direction, and you end up not making enough progress in any one area to really make a difference, to get that book out, to get that album out, to perform the show that you've dreamed about for years. So we all have creative dreams and aspirations, but quite often, real life, it ends up being slow progress, or for a lot of people, it's no progress. So the solution to this dilemma is to get clear. The first step in this getting important things done is to get clear in your mind and get focused. And that's one of the things that I'm going to show you in this video series. And by the way, there's going to be a series of four of these videos. This is just the first one. And so to make sure that you don't miss any of them, I highly encourage you to sign up on the mailing list so you, every time I post the next one, you'll be the first to know. There's a sign-up form. If you're watching this on my website, it'll be right below this video on the page. If you're watching it on YouTube or Facebook or something, there should be a link to a page where you can sign up in the description. So please get on the list so you get all of these videos, because in each one I'm going to give you a separate different tactic that sort of builds on the previous one to help you get important stuff done. Okay, so let's get down to business. Here's the first piece of advice, a very important thing, a crucial thing that I highly encourage you to do, and that is this. Make a list of all the important areas of your life. Now, that could be your role as a musician or a writer or an artist. Other important areas might be your health, which can include your physical health, your spiritual health, your financial health. Also, maybe the state of your relationships with your family and your friends. It could be the physical state of your home or your apartment or charities or community work that you aspire to do. It could involve travel, sports, you name it. Just make a list of all of the important areas in your life and the important roles that you play, like parent or artist. You get the idea. Okay, now that you've got this list, for each area that you have identified, ask this one crucial question. What one thing could I do today that would have the greatest impact on my, and then fill in the blank? And the blank that you fill in is, of course, that area or that role that you play. Again, what one thing could I do today that would have the greatest impact on my music career, on my upcoming book, on my screenplay, on my physical health? I really do this for every area in your life, every role that you play. And I'm not talking about making it a big step. What's one tiny thing, one small step that you can take in that area that you can do maybe in a single day, or maybe in an hour, maybe even 10 minutes. What's the next little step that you can take in that particular area? And do this for every area. Actually do this and write it down. It'll help you get clear. Of course, after you do this exercise, if you're anything like me, you're going to have a long list, because I have a lot of areas of interest, a lot of roles that I play. I'm sure that you do too. So you'll be right back to that feeling of overwhelm and helplessness. And oh my God, it's too much. I don't know where to start. I get it. So here's what you do next. Here's where the clarity really comes in. And this is something that I've done off and on for many years. And when I really focus on doing this, I make monumental strides toward the projects that I want to see to completion. Pick three, and only three, of those small action steps and make that your to-do list for today. Let me repeat that. Just pick three things off of that list that you just made. Make that your to-do list. Three is a powerful number. It's big enough to where you can get a few things done, at least three of them, but it's small enough where it doesn't overwhelm you. Everybody can wrap their brain around three things. You start getting into 5 and 10 and, you know, top 20 things I need to do today. That's where the overwhelm and the helplessness comes in. Now, if you're watching this first thing in the morning, that's great. This is something that you can actually do right now. If you've got a few minutes, do this exercise. List your roles, list the different areas of interest that you have, your passions, the things you've been putting off, you know, till someday in the future, and write that little step that you can take. What thing can you do that'll have the most impact on that particular area? Go through that list, pick three of them, and commit to doing them today. Three and only three. Don't overwhelm yourself. Please do this, and I highly encourage you to visit one of my websites and go to the contact page and email me, or, you know, leave a comment on Facebook or something and let me know how this is working for you. Because I really want you to do this, and I really want you to tell me how it's working for you. Share this with other people and inspire them to take the same action to get important stuff done. Now, as simple as this doing three things a day idea sounds, there are some nuances, some little things you can do to tweak it and make it even more effective for you that I found very effective for myself and I want to share with you. That's what I'm going to cover on the next video. So again, sign up, make sure you get the whole series of videos because I want to help you get important stuff done. So really, isn't it about time you got those dreams, those aspirations, those creative projects, get them out of your head, stop only talking about them, and make progress on them and bring them into the world so that you can feel a sense of satisfaction, and also you can share these gifts with the world and other people can benefit from them. So I'm Bob Baker. Thanks a lot for listening and watching, and I'll see you in the next video real soon. Can you take a stand in the street? Can you offer a hand to someone who needs some help? What does love look like coming through you? Can you think of anything better? Creating a space within your own being where love reigns supreme. Occupy love. It's a movement, baby. Occupy love. Occupy it. Occupy love. Occupy love. Occupy love. Occupy love. What gets you?